One winter's evening at 7:15, a ruddy glow in the heavens was seen, and upon further investigation, the maltings were found in conflagration. A noted lady inhabitant was rushing to and fro. She was all of a fear and tremble as the maltings began to glow. She rushed up to Bob Burton for the fire brigade rush tea. But before he made much progress, he met with a calamity. He jumped onto his bicycle, but his eyes were blazed with fire. He hit old Wellham in the back and they both fell into the mire. When the maltings were blazing and the flames were rising high, Fireman Hales was having his hair cut at Osborne's South Salon nearby. He rushed out into the open and with a sigh he said, "Rather than go to Chandler's, I'll have a pint instead." Jack Reed, another member, sat by his fire yawning. Great was his surprise when he heard of the fire next morning. All hands to the pump, great mojo, but volunteers were few. Till up stepped a sturdy foundryman when of the pay he knew. His name was Arthur Kentfield. A stalwart man was he, the finest man in Tiger's Row that ever you did see. Bob Dexy from America Road to Liverport was his intent, but his front wheel got mixed up with the hose and over the handlebars he went. The Helster Brigade appeared on the scene, the cheering it was great, but what was the use of shouting? It was only 2 hours late.